Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance mechanics and construction workers and bulk mail centers and the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, and all the linemen that are over there in Louisiana getting it done, getting the power back up. Still got several hundred thousand people without power over there. Thanks for all that you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can also check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, hour number two. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I just want to say something before we get started. Special shout out to all the people that we met over the weekend on Saturday at the gun show in Largo. Thank you very much for stopping by. Thank you very much for all the support that you've given us. And we appreciate making new friends and seeing old friends. And that's always great. Next week, by the way, we'll be down in Sarasota on September the 5th on Saturday at the Robarts Arena for the gun show there. I'll be there in Sarasota on Saturday. And by the way, Brooke Talks America will be with me. Brooke Emery will be with me from Brooke Talks America. You'll be able to meet her, the little fiery redhead from South Florida, and get a chance to shake her hand, too. Now, Kyle, we've got to talk about these polls again, because I Bag M and Bob brought it up, and he didn't know, so we have to assume some people don't know what we know, right?
Right, right.
So the Biden team badly misjudged the impact of the Kenosha violence, and the latest Rasmussen reports are showing Biden barely has a one-point lead, 46-45, over President Trump. Now, this is significant because just about 2 months ago, that poll was showing Biden up by 14 points.
Yeah, this is very significant, Captain, and I think this builds on a couple of things. Number one, Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats in their convention, they never talked about the violence in America, and we saw that immediately as a major malfunction, a major gaffe.
Number one.
That's right. And then, of course, too, Biden has been slow, shall we say, now to begin to denounce the violence after being goaded into having to do that by numerous headlines and other coverage of this. And again, it just comes up too little too late.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Get this one, folks. Joe Biden condemned the violence and urged President Trump to do the same. wait a minute, Joe. President Trump has, in fact, condemned the violence since the first day it started.
Well,
what a jackass.
Well, exactly. But again,
and I don't mean that as a Democrat.
Well, right. Well, they are trying once again. I mean, they're trying to use these things to try to turn it back on to Trump.
It's not going to, well, that's not going to work.
Well, it's a feeble attempt to do it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so because again, people understand, they watch the news, they see President Trump saying this has got to stop. I'll send in the National mm-hmm. Guard. We'll send federal agents. We'll do whatever. All they need to do is ask. And these governors and these mayors, they thought, and this is important, they thought that this was going to help Biden and try to make Trump look bad. But everybody misjudged it on that side.
Well, that leads me into this next segment, because you just talked about the violence in Portland and all that. The acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf on Sunday on a talk show said sending federal law enforcement to Portland, Oregon to bring 3 months of unrest to an end is on the table. Now, we found out when we did some asking of our own and checked with some folks in Portland that the Portland, Oregon mayor's office was actually asking and inquiring about federal law enforcement, but they didn't want any National Guard. But, yeah, they could use the help of the federal. But would it be what it was before? And, by the way, that created some of the riots. That made it worse. Blah, blah, blah. No, it didn't.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was, well, we want to bring in state police because the federal agents are the ones that are the flashpoint for the rioters.
And what did the state police do?
Well, I know that
Did they stay there?
No, they didn't.
And why didn't they?
Why was that?
Because the mayor didn't have their back, and he wasn't going to see to it that there wasn't going to be any repercussions brought on the state police. They said, nope, we're going back to our patrol.
Well, but again, this is a failure across the board, policy-wise, and I will say this, horse sense-wise. The mayor doesn't understand that you have to be able to support the police, the state police, or the federal officers in the discharge of their duties to mm-hmm. do things like protect buildings from being burned to the ground.
Well, the Portland mayor also has blamed President Trump for all of the hate and division in his Democratic-run city without even stopping to think about the fact that he's the one that told the police to back off.
Right. Exactly.
Again, another one. What a jackass. And I don't mean that he's a Democrat.
Right. Well, again, they thought that this narrative was going to help them. But now they've realized that they have absolutely muddled it up so badly.
And who was the one that was first to say that they were wrong and we were right?
Well, I think that would be the captain.
Yeah, and it was Donald Trump, which is where I got it from. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha! And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Olive Glass America. Now, you know, in the times that we're living in right now, someone needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Olive Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office and do the job. And you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So guess what? If you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And remember to tell them the captain sent you for that $100 cash today. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, right on cue. How about that? All right. Okay, thank you very much. Now, just send your cards and letters to Kyle at kylewarrenshow.com. Okay, now, Congressman Ken Buck, a Republican from Colorado, is doubling down on Rand Paul's call for the FBI investigation into the funding of the violent protest. Now, folks, if you didn't hear this, I'm going to repeat this, so there'll be a question, there'll be a test at the end of the show. Evidence has now surfaced in the form of loaded debit cards that some of these rioters that got arrested had in their possession. Now, some of them had a lot of money on them, and some of them had a little money on them. But this is how these people are being paid, is by these debit cards. And it reveals a money trail that investigators are now starting to trace.
This is huge.
It is huge.
Yeah, this is huge.
And you don't hear anybody in the mainstream media talking about it, because it's like, uh-oh, uh-oh.
Well, uh-oh is right, because can you imagine, I mean, if the situation was reversed somehow, and supporters of the president or, conservative supporters or something, and you had, of course, you would never have this kind of situation with them, but if the media found out that there was some kind of quote-unquote secret money, you know, being put out on debit cards and given to people for the express purpose of rioting and this kind of thing, they would be all over it. But because, again, it's that uh-oh moment that they're having, but all this is going to continue to come out, and the mainstream media is going to miss the boat on this, and people are going to get more and more unhappy with the fact that they're not being told everything.
Well, Lindsey Graham had a little message for James Comey yesterday, the former FBI director, because Comey's doing a lot of talking on his own. I can't imagine that I would be a target of investigation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Senator Graham said, and this is a quote, "You got a lot to say, so come on in under oath and say it," as rumors are now surfacing of a subpoena headed real soon to James Comey.
Well, right. Again, that's kind of calling the bluff, basically. You know, okay, we'll come on in and talk about it. But again, the American people, Captain, they want the truth. Yes, they can handle the truth, basically. Unfortunately, people like Comey they get away with saying this kind of stuff, for way, way too long. But again, it's gonna, the truth will out, as the saying goes.
Alrighty, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I'm gonna go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Here we were, 16 stations, now 265. If I was on for a half hour, we'd have 500 stations here. Bottom line is this. I want what Durham has on my desk tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I could have done your job on 2016 when Trump got sworn in. I want Comey arrested, Strzok arrested, paid. Biden should be arrested, Hunter Biden, the whole crew, okay? I don't need 3.5 years to do your freaking job. I could have done your job on the first day because I know Obama weaponized the 16 agencies. And let me say something to suburban women or anybody else who thinks about voting for a Democrat. You got to be out of your mind. Your city's burning down. The mayor of Portland and Wisconsin has done more to stop Trump than they have to stop the violence in their own city. That's how much they don't care about you or anybody else. And you see your citizens, you're lucky that DeSantis is here, because if Cuomo was here, they would have put you in an ALF with COVID patients, and you would have died as population control, and here's Cuomo getting praise from the New York Times, okay? So every senior citizen, you make sure that your son or daughter or somebody takes you to the poll, and you vote for the Republican down the ticket except for Romney, and we all stand up for Donald J. Trump. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Well, there's one little thing. Romney's not running. So you got to wait. He got elected 2 years ago, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so he's got a 6-year term, so you got to wait 4 more years for Romney.
4 more years, that's right.
Now, let's talk about Rudy Giuliani, because he slammed Bill de Blasio on the New York City crime, and he warned the Biden election would bring more lawlessness. Now, ex-New York PD Commissioner Bernie Kerik on Violence in America says thugs are emboldened by city leadership or lack thereof and politician behavior. Well, no truer words were ever spoken.
Well, absolutely. A Biden win, perish the thought, would do exactly what Rudy Giuliani's talking about. Because right now, and guess what? I hate to break it to everybody, but Joe Biden calling for the end of the violence, the Antifa and the rest and all the other rioters, they're not going to say, oh, wait a minute, Uncle Joe's asking us to stop everybody.
Yeah.
But a Biden administration would give basically the atmosphere of, hey, we're going to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah. Now, we've got some interesting news, or lack of, we're in, from the stimulus folks, that people want to know about their stimulus and whether or not they're going to get a check. And there's no guarantee anything's going to happen, because Nancy Pelosi yesterday did it again, or over the weekend, let's put it that way. She said, quote, "I'd rather have nothing than the Republicans' $1.3 trillion coronavirus aid package." Now, the chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has said, here we go again, because she's out there. And you've got to believe, folks, that her office is getting phone calls off the hook saying, Nancy, quit horsing around and get the job done, because she's the one that's blocking this.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? Nancy Pelosi can say that all the live long day. But in the end, Captain, at the end of the day, people need something. okay? And even if they did what they did before or some other narrowband thing, but this is shaping up to be, I'm withholding aid from the American people because I don't like Donald Trump and I just don't want this to go further anymore and it's going to help him out too much, et cetera, et cetera. And people just are, you know, they are just going to be livid. And I think they're going to express that at the ballot box. Because again, there are people, Captain, who are going under for the third time right now, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
not coming back.
And they're not coming back. And this is the real deal. We're no longer in March or April. Now we're at the 1st of September, basically. And Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, again, believe that this could help them in November, but it's really going to have the opposite effect. Maybe they just need that to be proven to them at the ballot box.
Now, we have a rising GOP star in Baltimore running for Congress, and she has said that President Trump's message to the urban black voters there is, in fact, resonating.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we're talking about Kim Klasick.
Yep.
Yeah, she's running in Maryland. I think it's the 7th District, but I think it does cover Baltimore, basically. And her campaign ad that really went viral was just absolutely amazing, very powerful. And, again, this idea that you have Democrats in charge basically for the last half mm-hmm. century does resonate with the voters.
All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Pat again.
Yep.
I was just listening to you talking about the cards that Rand Paul is checking on. A few months back, I heard Project Veritas had taped, and I did hear the tape that they had played on the air, that Beto O'Rourke was saying without anyone knowing that he didn't know he was being filmed or taped, and he said that he was talking about how they were giving those cards out for the people that were flooding in.
Do you know when I first talked about this?
Now, when what?
When I first talked about the fact they were being funded by George Soros and how they were going to pay him, do you remember when I first talked about that?
Yes, I did. Yes,
last
I did.
October.
Okay.
Last October is when I started talking about this. So, you know, where's the rest of the country been? They didn't want you to know. They didn't want you. And you know how I knew it? Police bolos. Okay, got to run.
Okay, right, bye-bye.
That's Pat in Kentucky, but that's how we knew, Kyle.
Absolutely.
The police were talking about what was going to happen, and they were aware of this, and they were watching. But again, in some of these cities, these blue cities, they were told to stand down and back off until it really got so bad to where they had to get out and do a little something. Well, you know, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. All right. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, too. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be another fun segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland is lashing out at President Trump, accusing him of creating a toxic environment. This after one person was killed Saturday night in violent clashes between Trump supporters and left-wing groups. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler.
It's you who have created the hate and the division. It's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have.
The person killed was reportedly someone connected with the right-wing group Patriot Prayer. Representative Adam Schiff says the president views civil unrest as beneficial to his campaign.
He sees this violence and his ability to agitate more of it as useful to his campaign. What it does to the country, the loss of life, he doesn't care.
He was on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And hey, you know, if you've heard me talking about balance of nature, some folks were asking me about it Saturday. And again, that's another situation between Relief Factor and balance of nature. I could have sold 100 packets if I felt like it right there in front of me because everybody wanted it. Never asking me about it. Well, here's what you do, folks. Same thing with the Relief Factor. With the balance of nature, you go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and just say 35% on their wellness products, including the fruits and veggies. Those are the capsules that I take that are working for me quite nicely. Thank you very much. You save 35% balanceofnature.com by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, here's the deal. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then that's the deal I got for you. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you can save 35% on your order right now. You can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, like I have, go to balanceofnature.com. By the way, it helps with your immunity, too. Now, if you just like anything else, if you have the fruits and the veggies, which add more nutrients to your system, it's going to be very good for you. It also cuts down on your appetite, too, so it's going to help you lose a little weight like it has me. So, balanceofnature.com, product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, phone number 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
First of all, a couple of things here. On February the 29th, President Trump announced the historic peace agreement with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Now, the deal came after nearly two decades of American presence in the region. The provisional agreement hinges on three major points. Number one, complete withdrawal of U.S. and NATO forces from the region. Number two, open talks with the Afghan government and the Taliban. And number three, a pledge by the Taliban that they would prevent al-Qaeda from operating within regions they controlled. Well, enter into this on item number four, because while the peace talks fail to render a positive action right now, recent violence across much of the country suggests that Afghanistan still remains poised to slide into the hands of ISIS, who is all over the country.
Well, yes, exactly. And this, again, is one of the reasons why, you know, we have to continue doing what we're doing against them, in the sense that what President Trump started when he first came into office. It was very powerful, Captain, during the convention, the Republican convention, to talk about how much land ISIS did control at one point, and that they've been beaten back, essentially. But you're right, they are still making a resurgence, it seems, in Afghanistan.
And the Afghan government, get this, has agreed to release 5,000 Taliban fighters currently incarcerated in Afghan jails. How do you think that's going to work out?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, not good.
No. So that's where we start right there. Now, President Trump is headed to Kenosha, Wisconsin. And if you heard us talking in the first hour or earlier in this hour here, we told you that the governor of Wisconsin doesn't want the president to come there. He really would not like to see him there, this, that, and the other. And here's something for you to think about. This was a reporter, Jill Colvin, from Louisiana, over the weekend, an Associated Press poll reporter that covers the president and also happens to cover the Biden campaign. She goes back and forth. She said, and I quote, "The president's trip to Louisiana on Saturday allowed him to use the trappings of his office to try and project empathy and leadership."
To try to project that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think he does project that. Everybody who's ever known Donald Trump running for president, and even so many people, Captain, we've heard from even just recently as president, they say he listens, he's empathetic, he goes out of his way to help people, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, that's an interesting story to be sure.
Now, most shamefully transparent was the fact that her cheerleading for Joe Biden suggested this, and I quote, "Showing empathy has come more naturally for Biden." And wait till you hear this one. Wait till you hear this one. Mm-hmm. "We will be there to help you build back better." That's an exact slogan from the Biden-Harris campaign, and she actually put it in there.
Wow. Well, that's not biased at all, I guess. Just don't believe what you see, I suppose. Well, you know, Captain, you've quoted Joy Reid a lot here on the program.
Oh, there's a winner.
MSNBC. Well, she tweeted out, evidently, I've got it right here, let's just be clear, she says, "Donald Trump is not going to Kenosha to calm the city or comfort the family of Jacob Blake." She goes on to say, "He's going to Kenosha to get this, Captain, whip up more violence." That's a direct quote.
Well, she needs to be, let's see, let me be polite today. She needs to have her mouth washed out with soap. That's what my mother used to say years ago.
Well, Donald Trump is not going to Kenosha, Wisconsin to whip up more violence.
Not
again,
at all.
They're trying to flip the script or do something because, again, the Democrats have been silent.
And Joe Biden is slipping out of the cave in the basement to go where?
I think he's going to try to go to Wisconsin, I think.
He's going to try to go to some battleground states because now he's reached a point to where all of a sudden he's lost his grip. People are not buying what he's selling because they went the wrong direction to begin with, and they got a lot of damage control to do, and I don't think it's going to work.
Well, no, and I think they're going to run into this, Captain. They're going to find that Joe Biden, unfortunately, because of the condition that he's in and whatever he's suffering from, he is not going to be able to hold up to the schedule, to the grind of it all.
Yeah.
Even at this sort of backed off pace.
Yeah.
So is he going to show up somewhere and speak for 7 minutes?
Okay, very quickly, let's move over here before we lose the segment. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Liv O'Leary. I'm moving across Central Florida by way to Daytona.
Okay.
Hey, if you guys are going to mention Beto O'Rourke, call him Robert Francis O'Rourke. He's fake. He's worse than a parlor snake criminal. He's with the agenda of the left to disarm us. And the problem with Follow the Money is we know where the money's coming from. It's coming from major corporations like Nike, Soros, China. And, you know, I really hope in Trump's second term that he starts getting rid of these people at the top. And when I say at the top, I mean like at the FBI, yada, yada, yada. Because I see on your Facebook page, people say, well, yeah, in self-defense, we'll defend ourselves in self-defense. Well, what difference does it make if you're letting George Soros put in DAs all across the country,
yep,
and they're just going to prosecute to a political agenda?
Which is why the people that were arrested in these cities the last time around were arrested on federal charges, and that takes the DAs right out of it.
I don't know. I see a lot of communism they're trying to force on it.
Now, the DAs are out of it. The DAs are out of it, Liberal Larry. When it's a federal charge, that's a U.S. attorney and the Department of Justice. All right, I got to run because we're going to run out of time.
All right.
Thanks very much. Okay, and Kyle, your thought on that one?
Well, absolutely. No, I agree with you on that, Captain. They're definitely that takes it out of the realm. But right, but for local issues and things like that, he's right. The people have to pay attention to their local law enforcement in terms of the DAs and so forth. Absolutely.
Now, I got about a minute to mention this, so I'm going to get it out there. Susan Rice has come out and made an absolutely asinine statement. Mike Pompeo is problematic because he's being overtly religious.
Well, Captain, when's the last time in America it says that you can't be overtly religious? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because according to her, Mike Pompeo's been an overtly religious Secretary of State, which in itself is problematic because, again, he's supposed to represent all of America, all of our religions, and all of our threads. But he takes this to Jerusalem, and the real important there is that it takes place in Israel yet again after Donald Trump squarely in our domestic politics is supporting them, which is not good for the United States, and it's really not good for Israel. Really.
Well, Israel is our greatest ally in the Middle East.
And there are two more countries that are going to come to peace terms with Israel soon.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Susan Rice is of the belief that somehow people stop being who they are when we elect mm-hmm. them to office. Mike Pompeo can represent the United States
yep.
and still be Mike Pompeo.
Yep. And you might know, I just got a question real quick here from Andy, and Andy says, who are the two countries? Bahrain and Sudan will be the first ones to follow in the United Emirates League right now to sign a peace agreement to recognize Israel. So there you go. All right, Kyle, tell everybody, wait a minute, you're not going anywhere. Stick around. We're going to do the weather thing here. All right. I almost got rid of Kyle too early. But we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And oh, by the way, we're going to cap things up with a couple of letters that I got talking about our segments that we do. And I really appreciate everybody appreciating what we are doing. And we're going to give a couple people some kudos here. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend and pal and New Jersey cowgirl known as Donna Fiducia, who's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate her very much. And, of course, that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, I want to give a special shout-out before I start into the listeners in New Orleans, Louisiana. We just had a call. Somebody couldn't hang on or whatever in New Orleans in that area. So we appreciate the caller, and we appreciate you folks listening to us in New Orleans on our affiliate there. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. We're going to be celebrating Truckers Appreciation Days coming up here real soon. Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America and myself will be involved in doing a little crisscrossing here for some of the different truck stops, so you can expect to see us there over the next couple of weeks. We'll let you know when all that's going to take place. Now, let me get to the weather real quick, and then get to Kyle Warren and have him get in and tell us what's going on out west. Thunderstorms capable of large hail and damaging wind, flash flooding are possible over parts of the southern plains and lower Arkansas River Valley, as well as parts of the middle Atlantic that can expect moderate to heavy rain along with flash flooding. Now, elevated critical fire weather threat is expected across the Great Basin and the central Rockies. And Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, out west tonight, we have a frost advisory, and this is going to be in the Pocatello region of Idaho, going all the way up through about the Idaho Falls. And so as you travel up the 15, you might be encountering that frost advisory. Also, a lake wind advisory, we understand, is in the area as well. And as you travel up the 15 towards Montana and into Montana, if you're in the Helena area, the Billings area, you've got fire weather watch going on tonight across about half the state of Montana or so. That does drop down into northeastern Wyoming. So in northeastern Wyoming, if you're going along, I believe it is Highway I-90, I should say, Interstate 90, you'll be encountering that. Down in Utah, the entire state, basically, Captain, is under a fire weather warning tonight. Humidity down about 9% or so in some areas, and some gusty winds in some areas, which, of course, would be an issue. That fire weather warning covering about half the state of Nevada, almost down to Las Vegas. That's what's happening out west tonight. Everything else, we've got some mild temperatures in Southern California for a change.
Well, South Dakota, we got a fire weather watch right now from Rapid City, from the North Dakota, South Dakota line, all the way down to the Nebraska, South Dakota line. And then halfway across Texas, including the Metroplex, all the way up I-30, across I-20, all the way across the entire state of Louisiana, from the Metroplex east, and then from San Antonio east all the way across, halfway across Louisiana, and from Houston on down to the Mexican border and Laredo. You're all involved in this high heat advisory down there, temperatures in the 90s, and heat indexes approaching 100 to 105 there. Now, we still have the flood conditions along I-10 and U.S. 90 and other areas in southern Louisiana right now, so be advised of that. And we do have some rain on the western side of Lake Michigan, just south of Green Bay, Wisconsin. It has some showers now on the eastern side of Lake Michigan, south of Saginaw. And we also have rain in the West Virginia area. Now, this is pretty much following I-81 from I-77 up to Wytheville, Virginia, and then Wytheville, Virginia, 81 up north. We do have some rain there west towards West Virginia off I-81. And be advised of that. And other than that, that takes care of the weather. So let me jump in here real quick, Kyle, and take a caller just called in here. Morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sean in Tampa. I just wanted to say this real quick. I a lot of times don't get to listen to the first part of the show, but I have a lot lately, and I listen to it on the podcast. I want to tell you something. Kyle, please listen to me. You are probably one of the nicest people I've ever heard, ever. And that's all I wanted to say. I think you're a really nice person, and you do a hell of a great job. Thank you, guys. Get all back right to your business.
Thank you. All right. And by the way, Kyle, with that in mind, it kind of segues me into this email. I got two great emails from last week. Remember we were talking about treason and why we had to be careful what we were saying? And, yeah, you could call what's going on treason, but it's probably sedition and who's going to get charged and who isn't. Remember all that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the first letter is from the initials BFL in San Antonio, Texas. I have no idea who that is because I don't know anybody with those initials. But it says, great show, Captain. You and Kyle believe that a ton of coincidences may or may not have happened, but this is a design destruction plan, which I agree with you guys when you talk about that, and Denise Simon too, to destroy the United States of America. I think the global money barons have shot, Global money barons shot callers that pulled the strings, made the strings, plus now we know the ones to pull to get the results, and we all know where that starts and where that continues. Also, if we do not want to read the final chapter in this book of a revolution that destroyed our country, we better elect Donald Trump. He's the only one for we the people. This is given MAGA, Make America Great Again. Thanks again, Captain and Kyle. How about that?
Wow, that's amazing. And I also want to say thank you to Sean for the kind words. That really...
And here's the second one from John M. And John M. is in Atlanta, Georgia, and he says, I listen to you every night on AM 920, The Answer. With the furor over white privilege, please explain this. How is Kamala Harris, how'd she get her big start in politics after having sex with her boss, former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown? He even bragged about the affair and this personally getting Harris powerful government job assignments. But on the other hand, all Monica Lewinsky did for having sex with your boss Bill Clinton was a stained reputation and dress. That story sure sounds like bright privilege to me. Keep up the good work, guys. Your friend John M. in Atlanta.
Wow.
That's okay. I have nothing to say to that. All right, tell us how we can hear your show, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, and there you go. And on the telephone line, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning there to Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Well, you heard the letters that we got there, and that was sent to us directly as something we were doing. And that's always fun when you get letters like that. And I know you probably get letters, too. But, you know, when they mention somebody specifically, that's when I'm going to, you know, let the person know. And, of course, I did it on the air, so there you go. Well, wow. What a weekend. Where the hell do we start? Well, I think I got an idea. We might as well start with the unraveling of the Russia probe by what we heard DNI Secretary Ratcliffe talking about yesterday with more declassification of documents for Durham to continue his investigation.
Well, he was clear that he apparently got plenty of documents, but he is not going to declassify anything unless he really gets Durham's approval, because he, in the coordination that he is having with Durham, he does not want to interrupt or interfere or cause any kind of issue with the Durham probe. I think we're going to have to be patient, because that what he's really saying is all the cards right now are on Durham's side. And so I would say that that was certainly encouraging, to the point where we are supposed to have something apparently by the end of this month.
Yeah, and there's one other little thing. There was a bunch of leaking going on, and he said he was going to stop all that, too, by releasing additional information to Congress.
Well, the leaking had to do with the briefings that Ratcliffe was giving to members of Congress regarding voting and the security of the elections and so forth. And he said within minutes of giving them briefings that there were all kinds of leaks coming out. So he's not going to give them the in-person briefings that he had previously been giving them. He's going to give it to them on paper, just in bullet statements. So there's not a true briefing. It's more of a summary.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And oh, yeah. Is Joe emerging from the deep caverns of the basement? Yep. We're going to tell you where he's headed, or where we think he's headed. And he's got to get moving, because the polls are not looking good for old Slow Joe.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.